This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
All right, so that game didn't go exactly how we would have wanted or how we thought it would at all, but I still don't see the need for panic. I mean, the defense wasn't good. There's a reason to worry about that now, but we thought the Bills would be 4-2 when we looked at the schedule, and here we are at 4-2. So I don't know. I think people are overreacting to what they just saw, and I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment here, but I also don't want to be too optimistic, but Nate, I really think that's the key takeaway, is things aren't as bad as they seem.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, what have you done for me lately kind of stuff, especially in this league where there's so few games that get played. So when the Bills go out and put up last week was actually a lot better than this week, but when they put up two poor games in a row, including just getting absolutely manhandled this week, you feel worse about the team. But they're really, at least I think, I'm more worried about them than I was 2 weeks ago, but I'm not, you know, panicking, and I don't think anyone should be panicking. Yes, it needs to be a lot better. The defense especially needs to be a lot better. Josh Allen needs to be better. He wasn't great. Like last week, he was fine. He wasn't elite like he was the first 4 weeks, but he was fine last week. This week, he was bad, and there's no question about that. But the team as a whole, they just have to be better. They have the talent. We've seen how good they can be. Just got to be better. And I think they all know that. The coaching staff knows that. There's no reason to panic about this team unless they go out and lose to the Jets next week or something.
Yeah, and if you go and look at the final score, 26-17, and we're talking about how they got their heads caved in all night long, and they only lost by 9. And I think that just speaks volumes of, yeah, there's a lot of talent on this team. And if getting your ass kicked all night by the Chiefs, which won the Super Bowl last year and are the favorites to win it again this year, and you only lose by 9, I mean, it's not a terrible night considering you didn't play well at all.
Right. And I mean, if you want a team to try to beat you, either mainly through throwing or mainly through running, you want them to run almost every single time. The Chiefs ran for 245 yards and scored 26 points. They had like 500 yards of offense almost, scored 26 points. When you run like that, you just don't score a lot of points in this league. So it's not you. If you had to pick one or the other, you want Mahomes to hand the ball off as much as he did. You just need the defense to be able to stop it.
Yeah, and if you go back and look at drive by drive, I think the Bills forced multiple punts in this game. They forced a turnover, and they forced a red zone field goal. Before the game in our preview, we said if they do just that, they're going to have a chance as long as the offense can score. And the offense only put up 17 points. I mean, if you told me before the game that the defense is going to give up 26, I'd say the Bills have a pretty decent chance of winning that game. The offense was just pretty putrid most of the night outside of the two touchdown drives.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, the defense, yes, was bad. The defense needs to be better, but I don't really think that the defense was the reason they lost this game. You have 4 yards per play on offense. This is not good enough. It's just not good enough. Like, yes, the defense looked really bad because the way the Chiefs ran the ball, but in the grand scheme of things, that's a winnable game if the offense plays better. I'm not saying the defense wasn't bad, because they were, and there's a lot, I don't know what's wrong with them, but that's just gotta be better. I mean, I think it's that simple. There's a league based on offense. The Chiefs do not have a great defense, and the Bills only put up 206 yards. Like that's not good enough.
Yeah, I mean, the thing to be concerned about is they got their asses handed to them in the trenches on both sides of the ball, and that's not a recipe for winning playoff games against good teams. And they have the talent. We know they have the talent. And I think they figure it out sooner than later. And it's just, I think Matt Milano makes a huge difference. Do they win the game if Matt Milano played tonight? Probably not. The defensive line got blown off the ball all night long. But Tyrell Dodson did get hurt in the first quarter. Cam Lewis got hurt in the first quarter. So you're trotting out A.J. Klein and Taron Johnson. And A.J. Klein can't cover, and he's not really good against the run either. And Taron Johnson can't cover anything. So, I mean, they did the best they could with what they had. And, you know, the depth was supposed to be the strength of this team, but I'm pretty sure we noted before the season that there isn't much linebacker depth on this team, and they really need Milano back in a hurry.
Yeah, the defense missing him and having to be on the field as much as they were on the field today, it's just not a recipe for success. I mean, the Bills had multiple drives that were like a minute long. I think they had three and outs that resulted in punts that were less than 2 minutes long. One was less than a minute. Every single time, or both Chiefs punt drives were at least 4 minutes, and they had multiple drives of 6 minutes in this game. Six plus minutes. Like, that's defense on the field for so long. Offense they got off the field way too quick when they got on the field. That's not a recipe for success. But I think if Milano comes back, the defense is going to figure it out in some way, shape, or form. It's almost the same defense as the last 2 years. They're gonna figure it out. They're not gonna be maybe the number two defense in the league, but they're not gonna be like this. And I think once that happens, this type of game becomes a lot more winnable.
Right. And maybe they don't even have to figure it out in a sense of being a top 10 or 12 defense overall again. It's just not being one of the worst, if not the worst, third down defense in the league. I mean, if you get off the field on third down a handful more times in that game and the offense gets a couple more opportunities. And like you said, Nate, the Bills offense had really short possessions. And even the touchdown possession in the fourth quarter, obviously they had to hurry up and go because they were down two scores, but even that was like 2 minutes. So I don't think you can read a lot into time of possession as a cause of a loss. It's more of an effect of they just couldn't get off the field on third down. But how the Chiefs played this game, I think, is how you'd expect most teams to play against the Chiefs, where you just try to keep their offense off the field. And it's almost like Andy Reid just was like, all right, we'll win with running the ball and just hope that Josh Allen doesn't beat us with deep plays. And that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills defense, their play calling, it was like they were scared of Mahomes, which is fair to be scared of Mahomes. But at some point, you got to put more than six guys in the box, seven guys, or even you have to stack the box, make them throw, like just at some point. Because when you're getting manhandled like that up front, it was like they made zero adjustments the whole game. And it's just weird to me because usually the Bills do make some sort of adjustments. It doesn't always come through until the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth, but usually they do something. It didn't seem like they made much of an adjustment in this game.
Right, and it felt like they took a long time to make adjustments to what the Chiefs were doing defensively as well. Nate, I think I said to you a couple times during this game that, hey, they should really run a screen pass because the Chiefs are being really aggressive and blitzing constantly. And they finally did it when they came out for their first play of the second half, and it worked. So, I don't know, I think the Bills maybe overthought things in this game. They took a while. Shot plays early where normally they get Allen in a rhythm with a couple of easy throws that brings the defense up to stop those, you know, short and intermediate throws, and then over the top opens up. But they were just taking shots down the field constantly to start the game, and they didn't connect on any of them.
Yeah, I mean, so I think all in all, it's a cause to be concerned. But the Jets coming up next week, I expect a flat-out domination of the Jets next week, and anything less than that will be a fair amount of disappointment, at least for me.
I agree, and I'd have to go back and look at the three seasons under McDermott, but it feels like sometime around this like second quarter of the season, they kind of just have a two or three game stretch where they're just meh, and it's like they're not there mentally, and they get run over. Then all of a sudden, it lights a fire under their ass and they come out and make the playoffs. I mean, the exception being Josh Allen's rookie year. But I distinctly remember McDermott's first year where they started 5-2, went to 5-5, getting killed every week, and then made the playoffs. And I think they had a little stretch last year where they had a slump. So hopefully they figure things out.
Yeah, I'm still not super concerned about that. I mean, it's these kind of things happen. It's going to happen. And I think last year, Alex, they didn't have like a slump, if I recall correctly, but they got hammered by the Eagles. And then they lost that weird game to the Browns, I think, 2 weeks later. That was kind of their slump. They didn't lose two in a row, I don't think, at any point last year, except for the last game of the year, which didn't really count.
Yeah, I think that's right. So they have the cure for all their L's next week when they go to play the Jets. And like you said, it's got to be a full domination. And if they don't do that, then I think we have cause to be quite concerned. But anything else you want to add, Nate, before?
Let's move on. Let's get this game's over. It happened. Let's get on to the Jets.
All right. Well, we'll be back later in the week after we review the tape, and we will preview the Jets game. So that'll bring us to an end of this episode of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I'm your co-host, Alex Pollinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps other people find the show. Do us a favor and share it with one friend this week so we can continue growing the pod. Do us a favor and follow us on Twitter at @Bills_Breakdown. Send us any questions, comments, feedback to BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.